Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So Rob Forbes mentioned earlier that he wanted to talk about jobs that aren't real?
Well, jobs that no one will understand.
Okay.
Can I explain myself quickly?
Mm-hmm.
There is a list doing the rounds. The UK did its first ever job census in 1881. You know, when the government goes around and goes, what's your name? How many of us are there? What do you do for a living? Etc., etc. They did the first one in 1881, and people had to list their occupations.
Yeah.
So this is a list of 1881 jobs.
Okay.
That people had to write down. I want to know, do you possibly know what these people did for a living? Best guesses. WhatsApp line yours. 084-850-0942. Can I run you through some of the list?
Please.
Colorist of artificial fish. What are you doing, bro? Do you think it's like a fancy term for goldfish breeder?
I'm not sure, because back in those days, they wouldn't have had the plastic fish that people hang up on their walls sometimes.
Precis. So colorist of artificial fish. I want to know what this person does for a living. Gymnast to house painter.
What?
I'm assuming they didn't have scaffolding, and then you had to be a gymnast to be able to get the guy up there.
Wait.
To pass him the stuff.
What if you didn't have scaffolding and someone was painting the second floor? You had to have a dude standing underneath so you could stand on his shoulders so that the person on top could paint higher.
Yeah.
You might be onto something, my friend.
What do you do?
Pass him like the can of paint. You have to be a gymnast and like do a backflip to get it up there.
I like that.
I'm a gymnast to house painter.
Joe Man might have solved that.
I think so.
Sampler of drugs was a job someone listed for themselves. Do you think they worked for, what did they call pharmacists back then? Apothecaries. You think you were just sitting there in the corner having a little taste of everything before it goes into the patient? Just to make sure your Eye of Newt potion is relevant. So that was another one. There was one here that really, really confused me. What do you think a turnip shepherd does?
A turnip shepherd?
Yeah.
Turnips are not going on walks.
No, you are correct, Roz. They are definitely not.
So far as with Agvia.
No, you're flaky and a haunt. You take your turnips out for a walk in the morning.
A turnip shepherd?
I'm assuming
that just like when people used to steal turnips and then you just had to guard them. You were just like a security, it's basically a security guard.
A vegetable security guard.
Yeah.
That makes sense
as
well.
See, like we have car guards, they had vegetable security guards.
Turnip shepherds.
I love that Joe Man understands what all of these
jobs
are.
I know, right?
One person listed their job, quote unquote, as running about.
Wait, I now too have got this list in front of me. My favorite, which kind of goes nicely with running about, is 52 years an imbecile.
They're a politician.
What do you do? I've been an imbecile for 52 years.
Because this was the first time anyone in the UK had to list their jobs.
Yeah.
So maybe you just did stuff around the village and, you know.
I just ran about.
Made yourself useful, yeah. But now you actually had to write it down and give yourself a job title.
Nowadays we call them consultants.
So those are the two in particular I want to know from you. What do you think a colorist of artificial fish does? And what do you think a turnip shepherd does? These were actual jobs that were listed. We'll give you a couple more of the list at a moment, but 084-850-0942. Honestly, these are a couple of things that sound like great to do for a living. Yeah, we're going through a list of jobs from 1881 when they first did the census in the UK. And you had to define your job title. And we're asking what on earth some of these things might be.
Okay, so Robin Ross, I'm not going to promote a company, but I think the running about guy was probably, in those days, the courier guy.
Okay.
That's a great shout.
Makes sense. Makes total sense.
That's what I do. I run about delivering things.
Hi, Robin Roz. I think a colorist of artificial fish is maybe a lure maker for bass fishing or trout fishing. Could be. I mean, they are a colorist of artificial fish.
You smart man.
Yes.
That's very clever.
Colorist of artificial fish.
No, you're that guy who ties flies in the advert with the glass of whiskey next to the crackling fire. Remember the ads?
Yes.
Lots of good suggestions. So some of the other jobs I get, electric bath attendant. I mean, if your bath is electric, which is a bad idea in the first place, you'd need someone there to make sure that you don't put the cables in the bath.
Iemand wat de oogie hou. I wouldn't mind this job, actually.
Yeah.
Because how do they measure your output as an invisible net maker?
You see, I also get that one. I mean, it makes it sound like the net is invisible, but it must just be invisible in the water. So if you're using like fishing line, it's kind of mosi sini, so maybe you're just making very thin, dainty nets.
Okay.
What do you think?
I get it.
The other one is examiner of underclothing.
Quality control, but if I break?
That's what I could think it, yeah. You're not sneaking around like a pervert.
Mia.
Through the town square trying to look up people's pants.
Yes.
You know? That would be wrong. Lots of other suggestions coming in here as well. Kim wants her own version of this, but a modern one.
Hi, Robin Rose. Seeing that we're going through all of these ridiculous job titles, I know those are for like 1981, but for 2024, could I please be like a delivery lady for karma? I'd love to deliver some karma.
I'm glad it's Friday for you, Kim.
Yes.
You don't need the rest of that in your life at the moment. One of these jobs has made it through to modern times, just in a different way.
Okay.
Disinfector of railways. It's giving big cleaning classrooms during COVID vibes.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Imagine walking up and down the railway tracks, spraying the metal with a thing so that, I don't know, plants don't grow there or something.
Disinfector of railways.
Yeah.
This is the one that really stuck out for me.
Yeah.
What is a drowner?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
A drowner.
Was that on the list?
Correct.
Drowner.
Just underneath emasculator.
How are people giving themselves these job titles? Yeah. The one that really stood out for me was beef twister. What are you doing with your life, Mabry? Yeah, it's a beef twister. My dad was a beef twister. And my granddad was a beef twister.
And his dad too.